and welcome to another episode of Captain Max and the Starfighters. I'm Phil Bechtel. In the last episode, Captain Max decided what her crew would be doing next. It was a tough call, but ultimately she decided that her crew needed a little rest and relaxation. They were headed to the biggest cat show in the universe. Now we join the crew of the Star Cutter as they zip through space. Number one, are we still on course? Asked Captain Max. Still on course. Fuel levels adequate. Power levels good, replied Number One. Number One, where's Ted? Asked Max. Usually, Ted was sitting at his communications station there on the bridge, but his chair was empty. Ted is preparing for the cat show, answered Number One. He is very excited. Of course he is. It should come as no surprise that the dude with six cats is excited about visiting the biggest cat show in the entire universe, said Captain Max. Ted was in his room packing for their trip to the planet Luna. Every year, the planet Luna hosts this cat show. They call it the Cat Show. Cat owners and cat lovers from all across the galaxy travel to Luna once a year to participate in and watch the cat show. Ted was perhaps the most excited he had ever been in his life. He talked to himself as he packed bags for him and his cats. Okay, I've got my outfits packed, and I've got outfits packed for Mr. Pancake. I've got the soft brush for Claudia and Broccoli's favorite salmon treats. And I've got Dave's favorite sleeping pillow, and... Ted continued to list all the things he laid out for packing. And he spent the rest of their travel time preparing for the cat show. After a few days' travel, the Star Cutter arrived at planet Luna. Spaceships of all sizes and types clustered around the planet, eager to land and attend the show. Captain Max, Number One, and Ted were all on the bridge following their landing procedures. Ted, communicate with ground control and get us a good landing spot. Number One, order a refueling while we're here, said Captain Max. Then she tapped her communications tablet and spoke to Lala, who was, as usual, deep in the engine compartment. Lala, close up the engine bays when we land. You'll be coming along with us this time, said Max. You got it, baby, Lala reported back over the speaker. Ted, being so excited, was the first one off the ship. His six cats followed him out in a neat little line. There was Broccoli, Mr. Pancake, Claudia, Stinky, Dave, and Shadow. Captain Max, Number One, and Lala followed Ted and his cats off the ship. After they all settled into their hotel rooms, they met at the show. There were so many events at the cat show. The challenges all took place in many different rooms in a huge building. The competitions all officially started tomorrow. But for now, everyone was practicing and getting ready. Max and her crew wandered around checking things out. First, the crew stopped by the obstacle course room. This room was filled with giant towers and obstacles that stretched all the way to the ceiling. People watched as cats practiced leaping and ducking and running to get the fastest time. Next, the crew visited the napping competition. This challenge was held in a large room with big windows. The floors were covered with the softest pillows. Cats were challenged to see how long they could nap without getting up. The most popular room was the runway. This was where the cats competed in the best cat fashion competitions. There were awards given for best cat hats, best cat shoes, best cat fur, and best overall cat outfits. The cats modeled all the fashion by walking up and down the runway. Ted looked on in amazement as the show workers prepared the space for the events tomorrow. They hung lights and polished the floors and set out chairs and tested the sound system. Wow, said Ted. I can't believe we're actually here at the cat show. You guys are gonna love it. We'll have to get good seats for the runway shows tomorrow night. They are the best. Captain Max turned and looked at Ted now, surrounded by his six cats. She had never seen him so excited before. You know, Ted, I think you should enter one of your cats in the show, said Captain Max. Oh, I could never. I mean, the competition is so tough here at the cat show and... Nonsense, interrupted Max. You make the best cat clothes I've ever seen, and your cats are always strutting around the ship like they own the place? Captain Max is correct, added Number One. Based on my calculations, your probability of winning is greater than 20%. Yeah, baby, said Lala. I think your cat Claudia has more dresses than I do. Oh, she most certainly does, agreed Ted. But I don't know. Which one should I enter? There are so many different categories. Well, obviously, you could enter Claudia in the best outfit competition, said Lala. And I know that quick cat Shadow of yours is always flipping and leaping and racing through the halls of the ship, said Captain Max. You could enter Shadow in the obstacle course races. Also, your cat named Broccoli is often sleeping so soundly that I think she is dead, said Number One. She could compete well in the napping competition. Ted considered everyone's suggestions. He looked down at his cats, rubbing against his ankles and purring loudly. Ted realized now that it made complete sense to enter one of his cats in an event, but which one? The End.